Welcome to Superheroes in Heels, the podcast where powerful women rise, lead, and own the room. I'm Kimberly Borgens, your host, fellow trailblazer, and unapologetic advocate for women in the world of business. With over 30 years of experience building success in a male-dominant industry, I'm here to empower you to do the same. Each week, you'll hear bold conversations with inspiring guests who embody strength, resilience, a little dash of sass, and a little bit of grace. Together, we'll challenge the status quo, break through barriers, unlock your confidence, and unleash your inner superhero. You ready? Let's go. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Superheroes in Heels, the show where we fiercely empower women to step boldly into their personal superpower gifts. I'm your host, Kimberly Borgens, and every week we celebrate the extraordinary strengths within us all. Strengths that sometimes just need the right spark to shine. Here we believe in lifting each other up, breaking barriers, rewriting the stories of what women can achieve. And today is no different. Today we're diving into a truly inspiring topic of mine, revealing the superpowers of people with ADD, ADHD. I was a facilitator at a coach school, and this was one of my favorite trainings for my coaches when I was doing coach training. So whether you're a coach, a professional, or someone seeking to understand their own journey around this topic, ADD, ADHD, like this episode is really dedicated to embracing the unique brilliance and the strength that often comes with neurodiversity. So get ready for some practical strategies, some uplifting stories, and maybe a fresh perspective on what makes us different and how it can really truly be unstoppable. Right? Let's not let those things from the past, those things that other people think is a problem, let's shine about how it's a superpower. So that's what today's topic is all about. And I'm so excited to have you. This is a topic that's near and dear to my heart for many reasons, which I will share throughout this conversation. But let me start with a little personal story. Years ago, I worked with a client. Let's call her, Sarah. Okay. Sarah had recently been diagnosed with ADHD. Okay. Adult ADHD. She felt overwhelmed, misunderstood. She was unsure, like, who she could turn to for help. Well, together we discovered that not only were her unique challenges, unique to her, but we also looked at them as incredible strengths. And through coaching, Sarah learned to leverage those strengths to create a more fulfilling life. That experience changed the way that I approached coaching, also because working with Sarah allowed me to see, all the benefits and all the greatness that somebody in your life who has ADD or ADHD can bring. And so I'm really passionate about this topic because it's not just Sarah in my life. It just so happens that I have family members who have ADD, ADHD. Some were on medication as children, some were not, right? Like I have learned that ADD and ADHD is not a negative thing. I actually have learned to embrace working with the people with these challenges, right? So as you listen today on, I want to ask you, how do you view ADD, ADHD people as adults, right? We all know how teachers view it. Most of the time, there's so many teachers that say, can you get your kid on medication? Your kid won't sit down. He keeps getting up and sharpening his pencils and he needs to stay in his seat. And we hear all these different things about our kids that may be diagnosed with ADD or ADHD. And we don't hear so much about as adults. Did you know that like many, many entrepreneurs are adults with ADD, ADHD? And the reason is because they just couldn't fit into a mold in somebody's company. So when you think about it, when you're working with people, whether they're coaches or whatever, if they're coaches, if they're professionals, you're coaching in a corporation, right? Let's start looking at what are the hidden superpowers beneath the surface of the people that we work with ADD, ADHD. Okay. So first, let's understand it. ADD, ADHD, they're not just childhood conditions, right? They affect millions of adults and often in ways that can be missed, misunderstood, or misdiagnosed. So let me break it down just a little bit. ADD, attention deficit disorder, and ADHD, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, they're neurological developments or neurodevelopment conditions, right? So they're characteristics that really put a lot of different focus on attention, impulse control, and sometimes hyperactivity. All right. As I read through these things, as I share these things to you, I'm so used to reading things. As I share through these things with you, I want to also preface, we all have ADD, ADHD tendencies. Every single human being has these tendencies. So as I go through them, don't just go and self-diagnose, oh, I have ADD now, I have ADHD because Kimberly said, you know, she said this and I have that. We all have them. The difference between somebody who is the, you know, full-on ADD, ADHD type of person that doesn't quite fit in is the impulse control. Can they control what is going on? Can they put their attention focused in one area at a time, or does it become hyper-focused? Or, you know, is there hyperactivity because they have the jitters, or because, you know, I'm hyper today because I'm passionate, is different than somebody with ADD, ADHD. So I just want to kind of put that little disclaimer in there, is that we all have ADHD tendencies, ADHD, ADD, all of them. It's when we don't have the control over it that it becomes where doctors will diagnose you with this condition. So if you come to your mind and you're like, oh, I have that, I must have ADHD. Don't do that. Okay. Just look at how can you control that? How can you shift out of it? Can deep breathing help you move forward? Can getting up and moving? How about drinking water? Because a lot of times people don't drink enough water and their brain gets dehydrated and we get into these things that look like ADD when really it's just that we just need to hydrate. Okay. So let's talk about some of these. Common symptoms for ADD, ADHD include difficulty focusing or getting so hyper-focused that they can't focus on anything else. Forgetfulness, trouble completing tasks, impulsivity, right? Restlessness, and sometimes emotional regulation, right? That can be a challenge. But symptoms can look different from person to person. So I just want you to know that. There's also some subtypes in that where they're inattentive, there's hyperactive impulses, and when you put those together, it can create more challenges for adults with ADD, ADHD. Traits often show up as ADD and ADHD. Look, they're very creative. They're energetic. They come up with ideas about everything every 5 minutes, okay? They are adaptable, right? Their brains are wired to think outside of the box. How many of us are like still stuck inside the box? We need a really good ADD friend, right? Or have a husband, right? Like seriously, think about that for a moment. Think about those as the gifts that people with ADD, ADHD bring. If you're looking at that as a problem all the time, that's when you miss the gifts. So I really want to share that. And then there's, you know, a few myths that I'd like to bust up. Is ADD and ADHD mean someone is lazy or unmotivated? That is a total myth, right? It legitimately is a neurological difference. It's not a character flaw. It is not. The other myth that I want to bust up is only kids have ADHD, ADD, and many adults live with it. It's a fact. And many adults go undiagnosed. So like I said, I don't want you to self-diagnose. If you think this is something that what I'm sharing with you today, it, you know, fits for you, you can go get diagnosed if you want, or you can just keep doing you and make some modifications and check in with yourself to see if you're stuck or you can continue to move forward. Because like I said, we all have tendencies. So let's understand it just a little bit about, you know, having ADD clients. Too often, I'll hear coaches, because I've been in the coaching industry for over 20 years, long before it was, everybody was a coach. It was just a few of us out there like 25 years ago. And what would happen is that coaches would focus on, you know, what's wrong with the ADD client, the ADHD client. And they would focus on this is the problem. This is why you're not getting your work done. This is, you know, when are you going to get over that? Or, you know, there was just a lot of negativity. Oh, you just need to be put on medication because you're just too much to handle. Right. Those are things from the past. And often people are focusing on the wrong thing, which is what they see as a negative effect to it. But what if we could flip that switch? Right? What if we could look at these things as the unique strengths that our clients bring to us? There are so many positive traits to adults with ADD, ADHD. Like I said, they're highly creative. They come up with ideas that are completely out of the box, right? And you're like, no, that's not possible. Okay, but if it was possible, how would that look, right? They're innovative. Right? They're building things. Look, I wouldn't be surprised if half of the technology that we have today, I haven't researched this or anything, but I wouldn't be surprised if half of the stuff that is innovated today came from people with ADD, ADHD, because their brain just didn't think the same way as it used to, you know, everybody expected us to think years ago. Like, they're quick thinkers. They solve problems quickly and they come to the next level of idea and they look at things from a different perspective. And if we're so stuck and rigid on our perspectives, we're going to miss the blessings that are right in front of us. They can be spontaneous, right? Enthusiastic. They're excellent problem solvers, believe it or not, because they've been figuring it out since they were young. Right? Especially under pressure, right? They are way better under pressure. I know I'm not that great under pressure, but I'll get it done, right? So I want you to think of that when you're working with somebody who might have ADD or ADHD. Reframing the challenges, right? Instead of seeing distraction as a weakness, consider it the upside of it, right? The ability to notice details that others most often miss. Right? Shift focus quickly, especially in dynamic environments. I mean, these are things that are huge. There's so many success stories of entrepreneurs, of artists, of leaders who credit their success for thinking differently. I mean, really, if you think about all of that, that's what's happening. So if you look at these success stories out there, you know, working with my client, Sarah, right, who turned her ability to hyper-focus into a thriving career where she got to really focus on developing things in her business. And as coaches, as professionals, as leaders, it's our job to help those clients recognize and celebrate their strengths. I mean, really. So, how about if I give you some practical tips on coaching or approaching or working with a client who has ADD, ADHD? The first thing that you have to do is build rapport, right? Start by fostering trust and understanding. Listen to them, ask questions, and validate their experiences. avoid judgment. There's no need for judgment when we're working with people. Like, oh, you're not getting it done. You need to do something different. Okay. Why is this holding you back? How can we help you move forward in this? Help me understand how your brain is working with this. Sometimes I'll work with clients. They're not diagnosed ADD people, but they're stuck in an ADD tendency. And this is a great way to build rapport with them, ask questions, and truly listen and understand where they're coming from. That's the best way in any coaching scenario, not just with ADD or ADHD. You know, introduce some time management techniques. Right. There are some amazing time management techniques. And I have a host that I had on her. Her name actually is Sarah, who does time management. And she really digs in and works closely with people with ADD because she really helps them with those time management skills. So introduce them to some time management techniques. Give them visual aids. Help them set reminders, right? Simple reminders in their phone. Heck, I set reminders in my own phone, okay? Why not support somebody to do that as well? Create some organizational systems that are tailored to their specific needs. Right? I once watched a movie. It was about a guy who loses his memory every day, right? And so every day he wakes up. Oh, and there's also like 50 First Dates. That's the one with Drew Barrymore, but I was watching another movie. But both of these, same kind of thing, right? But this guy, he loses his memory every night he goes to sleep. And every morning he wakes up and he doesn't know who he is. He doesn't know anything. And so they put some systems in place like, hey, play me on the TV, listen to this recording. Like they set it up in place so that every single day he starts anew. And at the end of each night, what he did is he would do a recording of things from the day before. So when he woke up the next day, oh, I met this person named so-and-so, or I'm now working with this person named so-and-so, so that he could remember those things. That's a great tool for somebody with memory loss, but it's also a great tool for the rest of us, right? And especially maybe with somebody who has ADD or ADHD. So setting up those systems that the client needs versus what we think they should do. Hint, hint. Okay. What about supporting their function, their executive function? Help your clients break complex tasks. Sometimes what happens is we give somebody a task and it is so overwhelming that they just don't even know where to start. Well, this was something that I did with my son when he was young. I would say, you know, one kid, I would say, go get your room clean. No problem. He'd go get his room clean. This other one, I'm like, go get your room clean. And I'd walk in and like nothing seemed like anything moved, right? He might be sitting there just playing with Legos because his mind was just in such overwhelm around cleaning up his room. So what I would do instead with that one is I would say, hey, I need you to go upstairs and I need you to pick up all the books and put them on the bookshelf. And when that's done, come down. He'd go upstairs, he'd run upstairs and he'd pick up all the books and he'd put them away. And he'd come back down. Okay, all the books are done. I'm like, great. I give him a little snack, right? And I'm like, oh, could you go upstairs and pick up all the Legos and put them in the bin, right? Oh, okay. He'd go running upstairs and he'd pick up all the Legos and put them in a bin. So sometimes we have to break down the complex task of cleaning your whole room to, can you go upstairs and pull your sheets up? Can you go upstairs and pick up the Legos? Can you go? So, and with your clients is, hey, can you make a list of three people you want to contact this week? Can you write down the, you know, three reasons why you want to contact each person? You know, break it down into simple tasks so that it's not so complex, overwhelming feeling, or like my brain just doesn't handle that and we'll go on a whole completely different trail, right? Down the next rabbit hole. Set up achievable goals with them. Break those down into small, simple goals. Like, you know, yeah, we have these big goals for the years, but can we break them down into hunks, chunks, bites, and nibbles? Right? What would that look like for your client, the person that you're working with that has ADD, ADHD? Look, when we can break them down into simple non-complex tasks and goals and priorities and help them come up with the action steps. They can use those checklists. They can use the timers. They can use accountability partners, right? These are the things that are going to help us work with them. And if you are the ADHD person, God bless you. I'm glad you're here, right? Is think about this and ask others to support you with this. You know, really sit down and figure out what is the complex task that I have to do? It seems so overwhelming. What is one step I can do right now? What is the next step I can do towards that? What is the next thing I can pick up, right? What is the next thing? And create the structure and system that works for you so that your superpower shines through for people to see it. When it comes to coaching, it's like we want to encourage our clients to have to leverage that creativity. Well, you know, tell me how you would do this. You know, if you could in any, you know, come up with any kind of idea, what would that look like? And be enthusiastic with them, right? And know that your belief systems as the professional, as the coach, as the coworker with an ADD person, if you're not willing to adapt to support them in business with you and work with you in team with you, then that's on you. Because they're already trying to adapt to fit in to the mold that corporate life expects them to be in. We have to adapt as human beings to go, tell me another way. Is that a possibility? How does that fit into the rules and regulations? How does that fit into the guidelines of our corporate structure? Right? Like encourage it and then help discover how it fits. Woo! Talk about a superpower that you could take on. I mean, really. We want to also encourage, you know, our clients, people with ADHD, we want to encourage them to communicate what their needs are. We want them to communicate them effectively, both at work and at home. If you get so frustrated and you just want to throw the papers and flip the table because somebody doesn't understand you, that's you. You have to stop. You have to learn whether you're the ADD person or you're not the ADD person, whether you have hyperactivity or you don't have hyperactivity, right? It's your job to communicate in such a way that other people understand you. So think about that is how could you help people communicate more efficiently and effectively with you? A lot of times people will say, I just don't understand you. I just don't get you. Well, okay. If you're not willing to take the time out to understand and to get somebody, that's on you as well. So shift that. And, you know, create conversations, do some role playing with them on how a conversation might be. Do a conversation with your kid. Like, if I say this, what does that mean for you? Help me understand what it means for you when I say this, right? Ask a lot of questions so that they can actually answer you. And listen, we have one mouth and two ears so that we're supposed to listen twice as much as we speak. Right? So listen to the kids, listen to the adults, listen in such a way that you're listening to hear what they're actually saying, not what you're thinking of next. And find ways to collaborate with people. Find ways to collaborate with people with ADD, ADHD. And those of you who haven't, collaborate with everybody else, right? Talk to professionals, talk to therapists, doctors, support group, collaborate with all that holistic support, whatever that is to help you stay more focused, get more involved, connect with people, like find the solutions that are necessary for you to build on and build relationships with neurodivergent and those who are not. Okay. It takes us all working together. Every client is unique. Every person is designed differently. Our brains are different. Okay. Our body movements are different. I'm sorry. I just had a brain fart there. right? We have different neural pathways. You know that thing that says common sense? Well, I know people say common sense all the time. I don't believe in common sense. What was common for me growing up was not common for a lot of other people, okay? What's common in my relationship with my husband is not common in other relationships. What's common in the way that I speak to my children is not common in other relationships. It's not the same. We are not the same people. We're all different. So don't let common sense, right, get in the way. Stop thinking about it like that. Adapt your approach to fit the personality, to fit the strengths, to fit the goals of the company that you're working with and the people that you're working with as well. Is that helpful? I hope it's helpful. All right. So let's talk about some ways that you can work with those ADD clients, ADHD clients. Like I said, let's talk about the role-playing practice, empowering questions. Like, what strategies have you worked with in the past that have worked for you, right? What support do you need to make sure that the follow-through happens? Again, it's about asking questions. I'm a professional question asker, okay? And then I listen so that I can figure out what are the next questions to ask too, right? How do you define success? Ask them, what does success look like for you? Are there specific environments that help you focus? Right? What are your top three strengths? What do you think they are? These are great questions that you could ask. You could practice role playing around so that they understand it, they get it, and they start to think that way with you. There's also exercises. You can try a brain dump, right? All right. A lot of us entrepreneurs, you get into these training sessions and like, okay, we're just going to have you write everything down for the next 10 minutes. Everything that comes to your mind, that's a brain dump. Okay. Can you work with ADD, ADHD people and do brain dumps for organizing their thoughts, for, you know, the different techniques for time management? Like, do a brain dump. Everything that you do right now that has worked or has not worked for you in the past around this topic, whatever the topic is, and have them do a brain dump. And then you go back and you say something like, okay, let's cross off the things that haven't worked for you. Or you can go, okay, why hasn't this worked for you? Oh, so you tried using a calendar. That doesn't work for you, right? Why not? Maybe they're using the wrong kind of calendar, right? Maybe they're using the wrong kind of system. Maybe there's the system and the system is good, but they used it incorrectly. There's a lot of different reasons. But if you try a brain dump, throw it all down there and then ask questions around it, it often helps to solve what the problems really are. Help them see that what they do have, what they are doing well, is a superpower. Because it is. Look, there's a lot of environmental tips that you can try, creating, quiet spaces, distractive free spaces, noise canceling headphones, working during peak hours, you know, with peak energy times for people. I don't know about you, but we all have a different energy time. Okay. That's another uncommon thing about us. Like for me, I'm a early riser, full energy, first thing in the morning. By afternoon, I start to wane. By the evening, I admit I'm a lot more lazy, okay? Because that's when I'm just like shutting down because I have put all my energy into my morning, midday kind of thing. My husband is just the opposite. My husband, like he peaks around 3, 4 p.m. and he's full on all night long. I'm like in down mode and I'm getting ready to go to bed and my husband is on full on mode, right? So asking the people that you're working with is like, what is their peak energy time, right? I don't even do caffeine. Most people get up, do a cup of coffee, get that caffeine to get themselves energized and ready to roll. What is their natural energy time? Okay. So think about that. And then again, like I said, it's just be flexible, be adaptable, be willing to make shifts. Understand that some clients thrive in structure. Others need creative freedom, right? So adjust your your content, even if you're training, right? Adjust your business ideas with how you expect things to get done. Adjust it for creating the space where they have the opportunity to have a different kind of preference to do their job, right? Those are important things when you're working with ADD, ADHD people. Have some flexibility, some adjustability, some things like that. So I just want to kind of start wrapping this up with this is like there's some really practical advice that I'd like to give you if you're working with people with ADD, ADHD, or you are that ADD, ADHD person, is really listen. Listen and validate the experiences. Listen to yourself. How are you responding? How are you having an expectation for them that is unrealistic for them? Customize your strategies to fit the individual strengths and the challenges. You know, one of the things that we say in our company is we want to have the right person in the right seat on the bus. Okay. If you're not willing to listen and understand who your employees are, who your clients are, who the team that you're working with is, it's hard to put them in the right position. A lot of people apply for a position because the description sounds really good, but when it comes to practicality, when they go to put it into play, it's not quite matching. Because once we get it in there, it's just a description. But a description isn't individualized. It's a generalized description of a job, of a task, of a system. But if we could, you know, put it into a space that each person individually can fit into, way more effective and much more compelling to get people to do what it is that you need them to do. So you have to customize things to fit the individual strengths and their challenges. And be patient. Be flexible. Progress may look different for every single client, every single employee, every single, you know, boss even, right? That I know people who will say like, oh, my boss just drives me nuts. I can't get him to focus over here. Well, maybe your boss had ADD and you just didn't realize it, and you just need to ask them some questions and celebrate that they've been able to bounce all around and still grow a business that they have employees in, right? Progress looks different for everybody. Use positive reinforcement and celebrate the small wins. Highlight that out to others, especially when you have somebody who might be all over the place and you have multiple people complaining about it, is how about let's celebrate their wins today, right? Do it publicly. Always celebrate wins publicly. And stay informed about neurodiversity and, you know, the continuing developmental nuances that come out from professionals. Pay attention to those things. I know I have members in my family that have ADD. I could get frustrated. I could, you know, just like try to force them to fit into my mold. Look, I'm a controlling kind of person. I get it. Like I'm bossy. I'm pretty bold. I like to have my control space, but that's not the kind of person. I'm not controlling. It's not my goal to be controlling. It is my goal to connect with people in all levels. And this is one way that I thought I would do this podcast today to help you see the superpower gifts of people with ADD, ADHD. The entrepreneurs that are out there are so many. And if you don't want to work with them, send them my way because I love working with them. So supporting clients, customers, employees with ADD, ADHD goes way beyond knowing just the symptoms. It requires empathy, it requires adaptability, and an appreciation for their unique abilities. I mean, really appreciating it. And by fostering understanding and leveraging strengths, we can all empower our clients, our coworkers, our friends, our family members to reach their full potential and embrace their superpowers. Because that's what Superheroes in Heels is all about. And this episode, I hope that it encourages you as the listener to be proactive advocates for the ADD, ADHD person, the neurodiversity person, you know, both in coaching, in everyday life, in collaboration, in everything that it takes to build a very diverse team of people around you. Remember also that your support can make a world of difference to somebody. When you're in an environment and nobody is listening to this one person or paying attention to that one person, but you do, with empathy and creativity, an open mind, it really helps that person. It helps the client to move forward. It helps them to stop feeling stuck or not connected or rejected. You get to help them confidently step into navigating these challenges. And that's an amazing space to be when you allow yourself to really support people along the way. So please share a comment, share this episode with your friends, share it with your favorite ADD person, and come and connect over at the Hive Hangout with me and let's build connections. Right. If you're wondering where you can connect with the Hive Hangout, go to KimberlyBorgans.com. It's right in there. You can listen to past episodes as well. And, you know, as many advocates have said, having ADD isn't a deficit. It's a different way of thinking. And sometimes it's even a superpower. So step into those fabulous shoes and let your superpowers shine. Whether you're supporting someone with ADD, ADHD, or you are the person with ADD or ADHD, just let your superpower shine. Step in and remember to let other people shine too. Thank you so much for joining me today here on Superheroes in Heels. Be blessed today.
Thanks for tuning in to Superheroes in Heels with Kimberly Borgans. If you're walking away feeling a little braver, a little bolder, and a whole lot more powerful, mission accomplished. Be sure to subscribe to the show and leave a review. It helps us to reach more women who are ready to unleash their power and lead with confidence. And if you do leave a review, you might just hear your name in an upcoming episode. If today's conversation lit a fire in you, share it with your network and join us inside the Hive Society at KimberlyBorgans.com, where powerful women gather to break barriers and rise together. Until next time, keep showing up, standing strong, and heels or not, keep embracing your inner superhero.